This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Toothpaste, toys, and pet food, all kinds of products with American brand names are actually made in China and often recalled for safety purposes.
Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai.
But it's not the risk that's making people say buy American. It's about jobs. American-owned, American-made, is there truly an American brand left in our global economy? The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 6th. John Hockenberry is out again today, and jobs are at the top of the news again. Ahead of Thursday's jobs speech, President Obama spent his Labor Day in Detroit.
Now's not the time for the people you sent to Washington to worry about their jobs. Now's the time for them to worry about your jobs.
The president told a crowd of 13,000 union members and their families he plans to unveil new job creation measures later this week. The president says unemployed workers should be given the chance to do things like rebuilding roads and bridges.
There is work to be done, and there are workers ready to do it. Labor is on board. Business is on board. We just need Congress to get on board. Let's put America back to work.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has also promised to unveil a jobs plan of his own later today in Las Vegas. He says if he's elected president, this is Mitt Romney, he'll eliminate taxes on capital gains for middle-income taxpayers and reduce corporate tax rates. Romney was one of five GOP presidential hopefuls who spent Labor Day in South Carolina at a forum hosted by Senator Jim DeMint. With the help of aerial air tankers, firefighters in central Texas are battling a 25,000-acre blaze. It's already destroyed 500 homes. Texas Governor Rick Perry speaking warned residents that threatened by fire to follow their evacuation orders.
Losing your home, losing lifetime possessions is an incredibly difficult thing. But do not put your life in jeopardy for that.
Thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes. A convoy of more than 200 armed vehicles has reportedly crossed the Libyan border into Niger. The West African state of Burkina Faso, which borders Niger, has offered Muammar Gaddafi asylum. It's not clear if Gaddafi or any of his family members were part of that convoy. Rebels hunting for the fallen Libyan leader are reportedly focusing their search on a triangle of desert between his hometown of Sirte and the cities of Saba and Bani Walid. In Bani Walid, rebel negotiators are holding talks with loyalists to persuade them to surrender peacefully by this weekend. The chief negotiator for the Libyan opposition spoke to our partner, the BBC.
We have good promise from the clan leaders in Bani Walid, and we have discussions with them to convince snipers and the remnant of Gaddafi brigades to surrender their weapons.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron says a panel will examine new allegations about ties between UK intelligence officials and the Gaddafi regime. Syrian officials have agreed to let a Red Cross delegation inspect their main prison in Damascus for the first time since the country's uprising began in March. David Petraeus will be sworn in as director of the CIA today. Last week, he retired from the Army after 37 years of service, most recently as the U.S. commander in Afghanistan. And in U.S. Open action last night, Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals in straight sets, while American Marty Fish lost in five sets to France's Wilfried Tsonga. Serena Williams advanced on the women's side. Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray, and Andy Roddick will play later today. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,240. The S&P at 1,173. The Nasdaq at 2,167. Later on this morning, we're going to bring you a follow-up to yesterday's headline about the post office. It could shut down over the winter. Listeners have been talking to us for and against the post office. Where do you fall? Wes writes on Facebook, I don't think we need the post office. Yes, the price of shipping will increase, but the cost of low-priced shipping with the post office is just being offset by the taxpayer. It doesn't work. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Do we need the post office or don't we? First, though, another American brand. We're going to talk about buying American and whether or not that's really a realistic way to save American jobs.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.